Chapter 44, The Perils of Hypnosis.
A warning to physicians employing hypnotic methods. Brother and sister N, in the name of the Lord, I ask you to remember that unless your sentiments regarding the science of mind cure are changed, unless you both understand that you are in decided need of having your own minds converted and transformed, you will be stumbling blocks, pitiful spectacles to angels and to men. The truth has had but little influence over you. It is dangerous for anyone, no matter how good a man he is, to endeavor to influence another human mind to come under the control of his mind. Let me tell you that the mind cure is a satanic science. Already you have gone far enough in it to endanger seriously your future experience. From its very first entrance into your mind until the present time, it has been a most injurious growth. Unless you can see that Satan is the mastermind who has devised this science, it will not be so easy a matter as you suppose to separate from it root and branch. The whole philosophy of this science is a masterpiece of satanic deception. For your soul's sake, cut loose from everything of this order. Every time you put into the mind of another person ideas concerning this science that you may gain control of his mind, you are on Satan's ground, decidedly cooperating with him. For your soul's sake, break loose from this snare of the enemy. Neither one of you should study the science in which you have been interested. To study this science is to pluck the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God forbids you and any other mortal to learn or to teach such a science. The fact that you have had anything to do with this science ought alone to be sufficient to show you, Brother N, the inconsistency of your being the leading physician in the sanitarium. In dealing with the science of mind cure, you have been eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God has forbidden you to touch. It is now high time for you to begin to look to Jesus, and by beholding his character become changed into the divine likeness. Cut away from yourselves everything that savors of hypnotism, the science by which satanic agencies work. Letter 20, 1902. Counsel regarding the publishing of books on hypnotism. Over a period of years, in an endeavor to profitably utilize the equipment in our publishing houses acquired for printing the message, a certain amount of commercial work was accepted. There came a time when, among other items, copy of a detrimental character was accepted for publication. Reference to this sad experience is made in Testimonies, Volume 7, pages 164 through 168. And in the following item dealing with the publication of literature on hypnosis, the compilers. Shall its managers consent to be the agents of Satan by publishing books dealing with the subject of hypnotism? Shall this leprosy be introduced into the office? Satan and his agents have been and are working diligently. Will God give his blessing to the publishing houses if they accept the deceptions of the enemy? Shall the institutions which have been kept before the people as holy unto the Lord become schools in which the workers eat the fruit of the forbidden tree of knowledge? Shall we encourage Satan in his stealthy entrance into the citadel of truth to deposit his hellish science as he did in Eden? Are the men at the heart of the work men who cannot distinguish between truth and error? Are they men who cannot see the terrible consequences of giving influence to wrong? If you should gain millions of dollars by work of this kind, of what value is this gain when compared with the terrible loss that is incurred by giving publicity to Satan's lies, by making it possible for the world to say that books containing errors were published at the Seventh-day Adventist Publishing House to be scattered broadcast to the world? Awake and realize that your presses have published the devil's lies. Let the men who know the truth act like wise men, placing the whole weight of their influence on the side of truth and righteousness. Letter 140, 1901, addressed to the managers of our publishing houses, October 16th, 1901. Sciences pertaining to the mind. In these days when skepticism and infidelity so often appear in a scientific garb, we need to be guarded on every hand. Through this means, our great adversary is deceiving thousands and leading them captive according to his will. The advantage he takes of the sciences, sciences which pertain to the human mind, is tremendous. Here, serpent-like, he imperceptibly creeps in to corrupt the work of God. This entering in of Satan through the sciences is well devised. Through the channel of phrenology, psychology, and mesmerism, he comes more directly to the people of this generation and works with that power which is to characterize his efforts near the close of probation. The minds of thousands have thus been poisoned and led into infidelity. While it is believed that one human mind so wonderfully affects another, Satan, who is ready to press every advantage, insinuates himself and works on the right hand and on the left. And while those who are devoted to these sciences laud them to the heavens because of the great and good works which they affirm are wrought by them, they little know what a power for evil they are cherishing. But it is a power which will yet work with all signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. Mark the influence of these sciences, dear reader, for the conflict between Christ and Satan is not yet ended. Neglect of prayer leads men to rely on their own strength and opens the door to temptation. In many cases, the imagination is captivated by scientific research, and men are flattered through the consciousness of their own powers. The sciences which treat of the human mind are very much exalted. They are good in their place, but they are seized upon by Satan as his powerful agents to deceive and destroy souls. His arts are accepted as from heaven, and he thus receives the worship which suits him well. The world, which is supposed to be benefited so much by phrenology and animal magnetism, never was so corrupt as now. Through these sciences, virtue is destroyed, and the foundations of spiritualism are laid. The Signs of the Times, November 6, 1884. How to be preserved from deceptive influences. Satan often finds a powerful agency for evil in the power which one human mind is capable of exerting on another human mind. This influence is so seductive that the person who is being molded by it is often unconscious of its power. God has bidden me speak warning against this evil, that his servants may not come under the deceptive power of Satan. The enemy is a master worker, and if God's people are not constantly led by the Spirit of God, they will be snared and taken. For thousands of years, Satan has been experimenting upon the properties of the human mind, and he has learned to know it well. By his subtle workings in these last days, he is linking the human mind with his own, imbuing it with his thoughts, and he is doing this work in so deceptive a manner that those who accept his guidance know not that they are being led by him at their will. The great deceiver hopes so to confuse the minds of men and women that none but his voice will be heard. When Christ revealed to Peter the time of trial and suffering that was just before him, and Peter replied, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee," Matthew 16:22. And the Savior commanded, "Get thee behind me, Satan," Matthew 16:23. Satan was speaking through Peter, making him act the part of the tempter. Satan's presence was unsuspected by Peter, but Christ could detect the presence of the deceiver, and in his rebuke to Peter, he addressed the real foe. On one occasion, speaking to the 12 and referring to Judas, Christ declared, "One of you is a devil." John 6, verse 70. Often in the days of his earthly ministry, the Savior met his adversary in human form when Satan, as an unclean spirit, took possession of men. Satan takes possession of the minds of men today. In my labors in the cause of God, I have again and again met those who have been thus possessed, and in the name of the Lord I have rebuked the evil spirit. It is not by force that Satan takes possession of the human mind. While men sleep, the enemy sows tares in the church. While men are spiritually sleeping, the enemy accomplishes his work of iniquity. It is when his subject understandeth it not, Matthew 13, verse 19, that he catcheth away the good seed sown in the heart. When men and women are in this condition, when their spiritual life is not being constantly fed by the Spirit of God, Satan can imbue them with his spirit and lead them to work his works. I entreat that there may be a putting away from the life every action which does not bear the approval of God. We are drawing near to the close of earth's history. The battle is growing daily more fierce. Letter 244, 1907.